Yamtas everyone. Shout out to everyone who left this episode of Service Thing. So, Stan's so maybe we'll have a little bit of a mix of everything and the show put together. Have it idea, and it just makes my show easier for me to give also. We know that Yutas Kislev, the Rebbe Rashab said, was the time that the main inn of Yefusim and Nesecha Chutzah started, spreading Chassidus outward started. Yefusim and Nesecha Chutzah was what the Baal Shem Tov, wrote a famous letter. He had his Aliyas HaNesham in the year Tavkov Zayin. Yeah, and Rosh Hashanah, I think it was. So that was Nesham was going up, and different interesting things that happened. And he went to the Heichel of Mashiach. Went to the chamber of Mashiach in the spiritual world. And he asked Mashiach, when are you coming? So Mashiach tells him, when your wellsprings will spread outwards, a few other things. And people will know how to do aliyas and yichudim like you. But the Rebbe said that the main haydadah is negeah for us. The Sheyafusim and Sarafusim, the wellsprings will spread out. Sicha the Fidik Rebbe, famous Sicha, put the Devorim Simcha Seder Tov Reish Tzadik. Fidik Rebbe spoke a whole thing about meaning that Chassidus is the preparation for Mashiach. Fidik Rebbe focuses on what was the Baal Shem Tov's question when he met Mashiach. Baal Shem Tov wasn't the first person to meet Mashiach. Right before the Baal Shem Tov, the Gemara said in Sanhedrin that Tzadik Ches, Rabbi Shur ben Levi, he met the Leonov, he wanted to know, he met the Leonov by the entrance to Miron, but it's really high scaver. See, and he asked him when Mashiach is coming. So he said, ask Mashiach himself, where are you going to find him, the entrance of the city of Rome, and how will you be able to tell who he is? Was he sitting amongst the poor people that are suffering, and everyone else, when they change their bandages, they take off all their bandages at once and put on whatever shmirat, whatever medication they need to put it back on off. All at once, but Mashiach takes one bandage at a time. In case he has to go, he should be ready to go without having to have to wait. And it's usually different explanations, but this means usually Pesach Rebbe there goes with the explanation that it's a place in Gan Eden, the spiritual place. It's a Heichel of Mashiach Lamaila. Rebbe Shuvan Levi goes and he asks Mashiach, when is he coming? He says, I'm coming today. Similar Lashim. Similar Lashim. Rebbe, I'm coming today. Anyway, the day passes, Rebbe Mashiach didn't come, which we're still, that much we could tell. So he asked, the tales Elyon, Rebbe, the Mashiach lied to me. So he says he didn't lie. He meant, today, if you listen to David Shul's voice. So the Shidduch Rebbe asks, what is the Baal Shem Tov's question? Baal Shem Tov knows that Pias HaMashiach depends on even keeping Teira Mitzvah. So what is he asking Mashiach? The question was already answered. So the Shidduch Rebbe said like this, it says the Baal Shem Tov looks with his eyes at the Jewish people, and he sees that the Jewish people are in a state of Mekar Lesi Shmo, that they're filling Teira Mitzvah with Mesirah Snefesh, with Tumos, with sincerity, self-sacrifice. So he says, if that's the case, he tells Mashiach, his question is not, when are you coming? Fidik Rebbe says it's much more. He says his Amosai is like in the words of the Mishnah of Pirkei Avos, simply Akshav of Amosai. If not now, when? It doesn't mean when as, give me a date. It means, if not now, when? What are you waiting for? You're not already doing Teira Mitzvahs. So Mashiach answers him, but there's still that, as I avoid the preparation for the coming of Mashiach, there has to be Yafusam and Asaka Chosid, wellsprings of Chosidus will spread outwards. Someone told me a word, the Simcha Steri, told me the Sikha Rebbe, if I understood correctly, maybe try it, I have to find it, maybe someone else's word, but the Yechshi, it's a very Geshmaka word. As Pshat, he says another angle to this, what Mashiach was telling the Baal Shem Tov, Sheyfusam and Asaka Chosid. Fidik Rebbe describes in the Sikha that Moshe Rabbeinu, the Siyah Yisrael, are like Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was David chose Moshe Rabbeinu. He tested him by taking care of the sheep. So the Nesiya Yisrael have quality, good midos. They look at the Jewish people in a very favorable way. It says the Baal Shem Tov saw the way the Baal Shem Tov looked at the Yidden was that Yidden are ready for Mashiach. And he says that he discussed that even Baal Shem Tov was thinking maybe he should do some type of pulus to hurry it up. Like certain tzaddikim try to do. So he says a word like this, Mashiach tells the Hashem, if you look at every single Jew with such a good eye, that you see the truth and the sincerity of every single Jew, that he's really good. Because everyone out there, everyone, people out there will have the same, your wellsprings also means your avocy is thrown. They will look at another, huh?
Needs it anyway, wouldn't
you? Can move them, but I'm saying it's
a little bit
slow. No, not in words. In other words, Hashem is telling Mashiach. The way I look at it, they're ready for Mashiach. Yochali is Sofkos of Kenzai and Fran is another person that will say, but I see, when I look at a Jew, I see this negative thing, I see that negative thing. Why should I say he's ready for Mashiach? So Mashiach tells the Baal Shem Tov that this,
see?
Huh?
Why does he see?
Oh, is he fine? Because
he doesn't look
really. Yeah, enochanami. But I'm saying, but I'm fine. Come on, but if you just say Chassidus Tam is one big package deal, here there's a special emphasis. In order to bring Mashiach, we have to look at Yidna the Takaroi for Mashiach. We have to be able to have that. What do I want to get at? So the Rebbe says. And in a certain sense, the answer that Mashiach told the Baal Shem Tov isn't completely new. Why isn't it completely new? You already have in the Zohar. The Zohar says, Yevrayi Mehemna, the Moshe Rabbeinu tells Rav Shimon Bar Yochai that with the revelation of Sefer HaZohar, and the Zohar will be revealed at the end of days, by Sefer Lachdiu Sefer HaZohar, Yafku Beinu Delusa Berachim, that through the revelation of the Zohar, they'll go out of Golos and mercy. Like this, you have a whole thing, whatever, I want to go into the Zohar over there. Well, the Rebbe mentions it a little bit in time, you get okay, there's some of and he doesn't even, the thing, it'll be some type of beater or whatever it is, some type of task, but those that are connected to Sefer HaZohar, they'll go out and have godless and mercy. So we see that the spreading of, and the Rebbe always emphasized that the Yonam of the Zohar of Kabbalah, the main point here is not standing Yonam of the Zohar and Kabbalah reading it like you say to them, but the way they were explained through Chassidus Chabad. So Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai that the spreading of the Sefer HaZohar will bring the Gula Berachim. This is what I'm saying as my own two cents, but I think it's an important point to think about. You have the same way Chassidus has a unique look at how to look at a Yid. How do, you know, you have the Musa movement and you had other people. Chassidus was Megala, the etzem of Yid, right? So in other words, like this, if someone for Yidra and Aveda, so if we look in Sifrei Musa, talking about really Sifrei Musa, Rabbi Nagena, the Rekeach, particularly Sifrei Kabbalah, it would be a whole Avedas, a whole fasts and Sigufim, that he had afflictions that he had to do. Chassidus came to be Megala, the emissary, the etzem. Chassidus totally negated it. The Rebbe speaks with Manazah that this time we can't do the fast, but Chassidus revealed that the true Nekud of Tshuva is the Neshama connection to the Eibishter. Similarly, when it comes to Mashiach, Chassidus reveals a certain dimension of Mashiach. Now, like I mentioned, spoke about this a few weeks ago, but I'll just repeat it again. If you look in certain sources, the coming of Mashiach is a whole, it's a whole Avodas Habirud, meaning there's a whole thing, worthy, who's not worthy, and how are we going to know who's worthy, and different tests and tribulations that we'll have to pass. But through the Inyanim of the Zohar, of Kabbalah and Chassidus, through that we have the appreciation of understanding that the way we go out of Golos is Berachim, is through mercy. Because Mashiach tells us when you sin, it's not Pshat, we have to go through a whole test and punishment, because Mashiach will reveal by every year that part of him that he wants to do what Eibishter wants. So mitzad the gilui of the etzem haneshama, the revelation of the yichidus of the nefesh, the essence of the neshama of Yid that Mashiach will do. So the whole game changes. You don't need all the other, you know, external things that maybe are not necessarily connected with the element of good and mercy. So Mashiach will reveal godliness in the world in a positive way. You won't have to break the world. But to appreciate this, you have to learn Chassidus. Without learning Chassidus, you can only bring godliness into the world through breaking the world. Chassidus is Megala, you can bring Kenzain to you. What's the Lashon HaYemim? You get that Reish from Vel, Yitzias Mitzrayim, go out of the limitations of the world while remaining within the world, not breaking the world. The same thing is true with Mashiach. People that don't learn Chassidus and don't learn the Rebbe's approach to Mashiach have a hard time understanding how Mashiach, how he could. You know, they call it this source, that source, and there's conflicting sources. The Rambam himself says it's contradictory, you know, things that the Nevi'im say about Mashiach. He can come in this way, in opposite, two opposite ways. But they focus a lot on that, and then they can't understand how could Mashiach come, b'ches, azay, with peace and yavu, you should just come in a positive way. If you don't learn chassidus, you have a hard time digesting that. That was just a side point. But holoifin, that's one word I wanted to say, that the inyan, part of the chutzah in the secha chutzah, is not just, obviously it's about learning chassidus, but just, it might be a side point, but it's an important point for this discussion. For learning chassidus, you get the appreciation how yidden attack already from Mashiach. Without learning chassidus, you don't see that. But the Baal Shem Tov was able to see that he's not ready for Mashiach. And for that, you need to have learning chassidus. So anyway, the whole life, you have, for example, just on the side point, you have, the Rebbe spoke about this a number of times. Also, it's a famous question that people say, there's Yiridus HaDeiris, right? Every generation is degenerating. Generations are degenerating, you know, they're getting less and less spiritually. So how are we ready for Mashiach? So again, there's different answers you can give. I don't want to go with the whole thing, the giant images on giant's shoulders, the whole deal. But the truth is, the Rebbe says, Chassidus says, the truth is, it depends how you look. This is something that Tzaddik writes, Rebbe spoke about this, that the chitzonius externally, there might be Yiridus HaDeiris. The fact that things are getting maybe less and less sensitive to Kedusha might be only externally. Internally, on the contrary, every single year, every single day, the pneumius of the neshama of the year, the inner part of the neshama of the year, is getting more and more refined.
Rebbe speaks about the achedish, the cycle of the week or the month, that from Tezvav it gets less and less and less. But when it gets less, it gets closer
to the Adson. Rebbe says that every year there's a new word that comes. One of the times Rebbe explained that every single year there's a new light that comes down, the Rosh Hashanah, like one of the Shoah, or whatever it's in time. Person will say, well, what are we talking about? In time, the Beis Hamikdash 2,000 years ago, wasn't the light that came down then greater than it is now? Well, how are we saying that now is greater? Now it's taka greater. Now there's a churban, right now we don't have the Beis Hamikdash yet, and then they did have. So, b'chitzonius, externally, the light was greater, but internally now, and where do you see that? Well, you see it in a number of things. You see that in yonim atzmim of the neshama, the koiches are gluim, the understanding and the feelings of the neshama might be diminished in time, as time goes on, in time of galus. But the koich of mesiras nefesh, the inner connection of you to the Eibush, the munah, the mesiras nefesh, it's more and more revealed as time goes on.
The is also that those that have a problem with that don't see the point that the aveda and accomplishment of all the tumah doesn't. If a person goes off with Hashemah and Aveda, so what, all the Aveda till now is nullified, doesn't exist any longer. It's there. And when a person goes off the way, it's still there. Is why the Eshli Yiyah, he's just mylem on it now. As he opens it up,
in order to appreciate that, you have to understand that Yechuzel and Mylem is going to have to look to this one. Fine. What I wanted to say, that's one that I wanted to speak about the Inyan Yonigol and Mashiach, only start a topic. It's also connected with Rosh Hashanah for Chassidus, and it's also connected with Rebbe's Chassim, it's with our epistle last week. It's interesting, Maimon Chazal, a Pasuk, Maimon Chazal. Pasuk says, we all know, it's a famous thing, that the complete marriage of Eibush and Yidin will take place in Mashiach will come. Medrash says that this world, the connection of Eibush, was compared to Edison, Kiddushin. The final, when Mashiach will come, and the world to come will be complete marriage. Just to clarify, not everyone might know the difference in Edison and Sim, but in Hal today, it's all done together. People don't have to, because the things in Halacha, there's two stages. And years ago, there was a year's break. First stage is Edison. Edison, as they translate, engagement is a totally wrong statement, way of describing it. Translated as betrothal, but it means is Alpi Halacha means that the husband does a kinyan, the man acquires a woman, he gives her a ring or whatever other way of acquiring it that works. At that point, halachically, she becomes considered his wife. If someone else would live with her, he would be chayiv misa. He would be get the death penalty for living with someone else's wife. But years ago, the wife had nothing to do with the husband still for another year. She would remain in her father's home. She was considered an Ashes, she was Mikudash, she was, you might call in the terms that we're soon going to say, she was designated for him. They didn't live together as husband and wife. So in certain halachas, when it was maybe if I got a chance to see it, it made a difference. Then, the way it was done, a year later, they did the Nisuin, the husband wrote a Ksuba, marriage, whatever, the Chafam or Masakin to write, and then he brought her into his house. What exactly the Chupim meant is a whole separate, not the place and time and place to get into. today some people associate with Yichud Rum, that's an after the chuppah, whatever it is. And then they became, like they were husband and wife, they were full-fledged married. Today it's done, the chuppah and the Yichud, or whatever, some people don't do Yichud, but basically in Shia, it's done all together. Years ago was a year's break. So what's the difference? There, in those days, so the Gemara said like this, there's a pasuk that says in Isaiah that speaks about, you know, that Abish and the Yidden are like a husband and wife. There's a pasuk that says, says, oh, Mashiach will come, English is going to be, not going to be, we'll see the difference, but he said, you'll call me Ishi, Ishi, like Ish is a man, my man. You won't call me Bailey. Bailey means like my husband. Probably the translation doesn't make a difference. It won't fit in English, but Baal is more of a distant term, you know.
A master.
A master, soon as, yeah. So he says, so the Gemara says, what does this mean? So the Gemara says, another, again, another social difference that you had in those days was, today it's usually that the woman stays, at least many cases, it's usually the woman wants to stay near her parents. In the old days it was the other way around. Not that unless they necessarily moved out of town, but usually the husband would take his wife to his father's house and build an extra room or nearby room, whatever it was. So it says, it's not like a kala, a bride in her father's house, where she's only mekudesha, she's only betrothed him, she's not fully married. Rather, it's going to be kikala, basically like a kala in her father-in-law's house. Her father-in-law's house doesn't mean her father-in-law's house, it means her husband's house, which is right near her father-in-law's house. So what does this mean? So the simple pshat means that when during the first stage of marriage, during the stage of kiddushin, so halakhically, like I mentioned before, the wife is considered completely his. But it's a very funny stage because anyone else would want to marry, live with this woman, would be get the death penalty, right? She's Ashes Ish. But the husband himself wasn't able to live with her yet until he wrote a ksub, until he did the kinyan essential, she was his, but not in a ifan kinyan, not in an internal way. It was more like a makif, you know, what Chassidus would call a transcending connection. This is also, the way the Gemara explains the idea of Kiddushin, the Gemara says, the idea of Kiddushin is, the word Kiddushin comes from the word Hektish. When somebody designates something for the Beis HaMikdash, to be used for the Eibishter, so you call it Hektish, designated for Hashem, for the Beis HaMikdash. So, you're not allowed to have any benefit from it, right? Maybe the Beis HaMikdash didn't get it yet, but right now it has a different status. It's designated to the Beis HaMikdash. So when a person is Mekadosh, a woman, that woman is designated for him. And therefore she is not allowed to be with anyone else. She's not really yet his wife. So the qualitative difference, if you want to put it, there's a few ways of putting it. I'll say some of what the Mefarshim say on this. What about Chassidus says? So Rashi says, like, there's a few things that Rashi says, interesting thing, he says that a Mashiach will come. The word Bailey, like mentioned before, also means like a master. It's more a relationship of fear of, you know, someone that's above me, my master. The word Ishi, on the other hand, my man, well, again, the English thing has been very hard to make the exact difference between the two, more relates to someone that, you know, your husband, someone that you're completely open with. So it says that Bizman Hazad, the relationship of David Shanidin, is more in the way of fear. Leibish is the master of the Jewish people. When Mashiach will come, the relationship of Leibish and Yidden will be, you know, like a kallah in her father's house. She's still, like, there's a certain distance between her and her husband. They're not, like, she's not open with him yet. When Mashiach will come, the relationship will be more out of love. In other words, completely open out of love. Because now they know each other much better. She feels much more comfortable expressing herself. She's not afraid, you know, whatever you want to call it, afraid of her husband. The word afraid is not the right word, but there's no feeling of distance. That's one thing. The Navodas Hashem is a very powerful word. You're also connecting with Rosh, which Siddhas is really a pretext of Mashiach. It's time, it's also Shtikl for bringing this kisa. What is the chiluk between chsidus, with chsidus and without chsidus? Friedrich Rebbe says in the Sicha somewhere, I'm saying it right, that before chsidus, the avoida, without chsidus, you can have someone that's afraid of Hashem. someone that's afraid, say, I think he uses the lashon, there's nisht mir and nishtir. You know, like, just don't bother me. I'll do what you want, so I shouldn't get punished, I shouldn't be scolded, or whatever it might be, but I'm not really emotional, I'm not really in it. You know, I'll do what it is, but, like, we don't really connect internally. You serve the Eibush out of love, it's a whole different ballgame. You're emotionally connected with David. It's not a matter of just doing Yaisi Deicher Wasser. So, Al Derech said, this is the difference between Ishi and Baili, in the relationship that's Bizman, that's now, that's more in a way of, I don't know if the word fear is the right word, but more of a distant, versus the relationship that we know Mashiach will come, will be, which will be in a love here more in the sense of connection. The Lashon, I think, one of maybe Rashi says, or one of someone says, as Samach Tzedek speaks about this, is that when the Kala goes into her husband's house, Lashon is libo gaspoy. They feel very comfortable with one another because they get to know one another. So he explains that the Indian, we know that the Bizman HaZeh, the connection of David and Yidden, is more in a way of amuna, we believe, or even what we do know, as much as we do know, is what we call Yidias HaMetzias. You know, we know that the world of Atzilus exists. We have an understanding of what it is. Forget about the world of Atzilus. Let's look at the Neshama. Now, we know the Neshama exists. We understand what the Muhus, the essence of the Neshama is. Do we see it? No. We know that there's a Neshama. We see how it does things. We know we have feelings and intellect and so on and so forth. But what the essence of the Neshama is, we don't know. So you can't call that full knowledge. So now, well, our relationship with Eibushir is distant. We believe, we know certain things exist. But when Mashiach will come, will be a complete. There's Eidus of Yedatas Havaya. There'll be a complete knowledge of David. The word knowledge in Lashon HaKodesh is also connected with the Nisuin, with Vahadam Yadas Chava, the relationship of husband and wife, is called Yediyah, knowledge, because the union, the connection is also that they completely get to know each other in an internal way. So Lashon HaKodesh will know David. In such an email, what's going to be the chiluk? First of all, obviously, the avodah is on a completely different level. But on the deep level, one of the things Chassidus says is interesting. Taishin and Kutei Teda. And it says, the earth will be filled with knowledge of Hashem. He says, so Aretz is a Muna. Earth, Chassidus associates the level of Machas, the level of Muna. Tzlaslavid level of Amun will be filled with Deya, with knowledge. And Tzidda says elsewhere that when a person is on the level of Dasas Hashem, every single thought, speech, and action is one with Eibush. One, there's a distance between you and Eibush, then you know somewhat, you believe, you feel in a more distant way. So fine, you'll do what Eibush wants, but it's not going to permeate you through and through. But when there's a level of Yediyah that you know David, you see David, Mola Aretz Day says the earth will be filled. The true idea of being filled means that there's no point in the earth in a person that's not connected with David. So this is obviously the meaning of Deya Hashem, knowing David, which is will happen in its most completely when Mashiach will come, is what Chassidus came to accomplish in this world. There's another word, another interesting word, and the number of words you take out of this is the I mentioned before, when a woman is in her husband's house, when she's still in Murasas, it depends on how old she is, whatever, but it says, Naira Murasa, Vio Baila Mashir in the Sundarap. You have a girl, 12 and a half, whatever it might be, when she's Murasa, she's Mukadeshas to someone else, but she's still in her father's house. So certain halachas apply, certain things. One of the things are, if she makes an oath, so the halachas, if she makes an oath, if she's not Mukadesh, it's anyone her father could be made for the nether, her father could annul the oath, certain oath. And if she's in once she's married to her husband could do it. But when she's in her father's house, so she's like under two people. You need to have both together to annul her vows. From a simple level of pshat, Ben Ish Chai says, what does this mean? This means that Bizman HaGolus is Yetzer Tev, what does that Rebbe write in Tanya? That there's Evezeh Sheftam, that the Yetzer Tev and Yetzer Hara both have the same. There's two Adonim, there's two masters here. Bizman HaGolus, the Yidna Taka connected with Eibush there. But there's still you know, the Yetzer Hara Eichet can open up the Sadeh and have some type of opinion. When Mashiach will come, then it will be, that then it's going to be in a way that we can be completely in the Rishus of the Eibishter, and we won't have the father with any external force, won't have any dominion, any opinion over the woman. But Rebbe says in the Buddha Tate and Parshas Matas, he catches this much deeper. He says, the avoid of Baal, the avoid of husband is the avoid of Limud HaTorah, of learning Torah. You know that learning Torah, Chassidus is, whatever Chassidus explains, is the Zinn of Hamshachas HaTipo, the essence of the Eibishter coming into the Eden. The avoid of Aviyah of her father is the union of Ava and Yira, the davening. So this man of Golos, we need to have Gol. Time of Golos, in order for Yitzhak Avoida to be complete, learning Torah is not good enough. He has to also daven. I don't know how much emphasis Chassidus puts on davening in order to awaken his love and fear for David. Without that, it's garnished. When Mashiach will come, she won't be in the Rishus of her father anymore. It means that the Avoida of Limud HaTorah itself will be strong enough that that itself will connect you to the David to such a level you won't need to daven. If you will daven, you won't daven, Mashiach will come. There's a separate discussion, many interesting things about daven, Mashiach will come, but at least what the Alter Rebbe says in his mind, we'll pay the Pashas Matis, he brings it out from Rishim Ba'yechoy. And Rishim Ba'yechoy didn't have to daven. Why? Because Rishim Ba'yechoy was at the level of B'chat Keteris Ketan, was completely one with the Eibishter for learning Torah, whatever love or fear for the Eibishter that he would have accomplished through davening, he had it through Torah. Because by him was revealed the premise of Torah. So Chassidus says, anyway, the Nekudas at the bottom is that when, as long as the relationship of the Eibishter is by Matan Torah was revealed primarily, obviously, I mean, even the Torah of Mashiach was included in the Torah of Matan Torah. But what was revealed primarily was the external part of the Torah. It's not the external part of the Torah, the connection of the Eibishter, and even there's still on an external level. But there's a distance, there's a fear, there's not full-fledged knowledge and oneness with the Eibishter. Loss of love will be the revelation of Pnimius HaTorah. Revelation of Pnimius HaTorah makes a complete unity with Eibishter and with the Yidden. So Chassidus is obviously the academic of that. After the Kaf and Sikh of the Rebbe says that the Torah that we learn in this world is Hevel. It's like nothing compared to the Torah of Mashiach. So it says it's not Legabi Chassidus.
So this is a book.
Yeah, but I'm saying, you should,
it's
some places it's... is going to be a chiddush, is going to remain a chiddush even lost. In other words, it's not pshat that the revelation
of... we have today is not...
Some places it clearly says that chiddush that we have today compared to the knowledge of chiddush we have then is an eifin of hell. That's, I think, so clear.
That's what it says.
Listen, let's put it this way. Now, what do we have? Of course, it's Rosh Mashiach, but Hevel doesn't mean when we want to discuss this. Hevel means.
No, I understand.
Well, you have Yiddish Samuhos, you have Rosh Mashiach.
I know that, but it's the Tate is there.
Fine, but there's some reason I have to look it up. The Sikh of the Rebbe, Rebbe says that this is our Rebbe accomplished, that he connected Nigel of Tate with Pimis HaTate. That's going to remain the Chiddish even with Gabi and Rosh Mashiach. Whatever, it's Ishna Gayana. The trick is, we should have the Asa the Baal Shem Tov, and the Alter Rebbe wanted to have Mashiach take a prayer of money.